Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, June 6, 2025.
Lenas Rare Earths stock surge amid China's export restrictions. Lenas Rare Earths, an Australian company, saw its shares jump to $9.20 on June 5, 2025, marking an impressive 11.8% increase and hitting a two-year high. This surge comes as global automakers raise alarms about potential production delays due to China's export restrictions on rare earth materials. As the largest rare earth producer outside China, Lenas is well positioned to benefit from concerns over supply stability. Analysts link this stock performance to rising geopolitical tensions and increasing demand for critical minerals. China controls about 90% of the global rare earth market. In April 2023, the Chinese government imposed export restrictions in response to tariffs from U.S. President Donald Trump, causing significant concern across various industries. German automakers are feeling the pressure, with some production lines halting due to shortages. Mercedes-Benz is actively working with suppliers to build stockpiles and reduce potential supply threats. Despite the abundance of rare earth elements in the Earth's crust, the complex refining process is largely managed by China, underscoring the strategic importance of producers like Lenas.
China's warning to the EU over South China Sea tensions. China has issued a strong warning to the European Union after Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, criticized its actions in the South China Sea. The Chinese embassy in Manila urged the EU to honor its control over land and maritime rights, calling for an end to provocations. This warning followed a meeting between Kallas and Enrique Manalo, the Philippines' foreign minister, where they discussed a new security dialogue to combat threats like foreign interference and cyberattacks. Kallas reaffirmed the EU's dedication to maintaining peace and a system of rules in the region, rejecting any one-sided changes to the current situation. The South China Sea remains a hotbed of tension, with overlapping claims from multiple countries, leading to ongoing disputes.
South Korea's economic challenges. South Korea is grappling with a tough economic landscape as President Lee Jae-myung convened his first cabinet meeting on June 5, 2025. After the impeachment of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, Lee stepped into office amid an economy projected to grow by just 0.8% this year, a sharp drop from 1.5%. To tackle this slowdown, he has committed to a bold plan of at least 30 trillion won, about $22.5 billion, in government spending to boost growth and support families. Prime Minister Kim Min-suk warned that the current situation is more severe than during the Asian financial crisis of 1997, highlighting the urgency of action. Compounding these challenges are tariffs from the United States on South Korean exports, which are hitting key sectors like automobiles and electronics hard. The administration is focused on swiftly addressing these issues to restore public confidence and ensure stability in South Korea.
Dario Amodei critiques AI regulation proposal. Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, has voiced strong opposition to a Republican proposal for a 10-year ban on state-level AI regulations in an opinion piece for the New York Times. He argues that this proposal could hinder crucial oversight of the fast-paced world of AI innovation. Instead of allowing individual states to create their own laws, Amodei emphasizes the need for a unified federal standard for AI regulation. He warns that a moratorium could lead to a lack of accountability and transparency in the industry. Without a clear federal response, we risk having states unable to act and no national policy to guide them. As discussions on AI regulation heat up, the call for a cohesive approach has never been more urgent.
Circle's groundbreaking IPO in cryptocurrency. Circle Internet Financial has made headlines by raising over $1 billion in its initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange. Shares jumped from an initial price of $31 to $69 at opening, closing at $83.23, showing strong market interest. This IPO is a landmark event, being the first major public offering by a cryptocurrency company since Coinbase went public in 2021. Analysts believe Circle's success could inspire other firms like Kraken and Gemini to follow suit. The USD coin, a stablecoin tied to the US dollar, helps provide stability in the often unstable cryptocurrency market. Additionally, Donald Trump's positive outlook on cryptocurrencies may have created a favorable environment for Circle's IPO. What does this mean for the future of cryptocurrency? This event could pave the way for more public offerings, reshaping the financial landscape.
OpenAI's warning on AI misuse by Chinese groups. OpenAI is sounding the alarm about the rising misuse of its powerful AI tools by various groups in China. Since launching ChatGPT in late 2022, the company has seen a surge in secret activities that exploit its technology for harmful purposes. Their latest report reveals that while these tactics have evolved, they often remain small-scale and target specific audiences. OpenAI actively monitors its platform for harmful activities, including the creation of malware and fake social media content. One striking example involved banning accounts that shared politically sensitive posts about China, including criticism of a Taiwan-focused video game. The report also highlights how China-linked threat actors are using AI to boost their cyber operations. These findings raise serious concerns about the impact of generative AI on cybersecurity and misinformation. Recently, OpenAI announced a massive $40 billion funding round, bringing its valuation to around $300 billion.
One Ocean Science Congress, a call to action. From June 3rd to June 6th, 2025, over 2,000 scientists came together at the One Ocean Science Congress in the vibrant city of Nice, France, to address urgent challenges in managing our oceans. On June 5th, they shared 10 important suggestions aimed at protecting the ocean during this critical time for climate and biodiversity. These suggestions focus on promoting fair climate solutions based on ocean resources, safeguarding marine environments, cutting carbon emissions from shipping, and stopping illegal fishing practices. François Hollier, CEO of the French Research Institute for Exploitation of the Sea, co-chaired the Congress and stressed the scientific community's dedication to providing vital data for ocean sustainability. This event sets the stage for the upcoming third United Nations Ocean Conference, where these suggestions will be further explored, highlighting the pressing need for global cooperation to tackle the challenges facing our ocean ecosystems.
Trump and Musk's economic clash. On June 5, 2025, in New York, U.S. President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk faced off over the controversial Big and Beautiful Bill. This legislation aims to cut tax credits for electric vehicle buyers, boost border security funding, and lower corporate and personal tax rates. Musk took to social media, calling the bill a mountain of disgusting pork and warning it would worsen the federal deficit. Trump expressed disappointment, suggesting Musk's criticism was tied to his interests as CEO of Tesla. Following this clash, Tesla's stock dropped sharply, losing over 15% in just one day. Musk, who had previously backed Trump with nearly $300 million for his 2024 campaign, announced his departure from the Department of Government Efficiency, which sought to reduce bureaucratic corruption. This decision led to significant federal layoffs and sparked protests across the U.S. and beyond. Additionally, Musk launched a Twitter survey asking if it was time to create a new political party, which quickly gathered over 510,000 votes.
Trump's renewed travel ban and its implications. On June 5, 2025, President Donald Trump announced a renewed travel ban affecting nationals from 19 countries, echoing a controversial policy from 2017. This ban fully restricts nationals from Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, while partially restricting nationals from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. The administration claims this decision is necessary for national security and to combat terrorism. In a swift response, Chad imposed visa restrictions on U.S. citizens. This ban raises deep humanitarian worries, especially for nearly 200,000 Afghans who relocated to the U.S. after the chaotic troop withdrawal in 2021,
including about 14,000 resettled refugees in the past year. International aid groups have criticized the ban as discriminatory, with organizations like Afghan Evac calling it a political tactic that undermines the sacrifices of Afghan allies. The African Union Commission has urged the U.S. to balance border protection with its long-standing partnerships with African nations. This renewed travel ban highlights ongoing tensions between the U.S. and several majority Muslim countries, prompting questions about the future of U.S. immigration policy.
Ukraine's response to Euroclear's decision. Ukraine's government has strongly criticized Euroclear for deciding to use 3 billion euros of frozen Russian assets to pay Western investors. This move comes after the Russian government seized assets, leaving many investors in a tough spot. Ukrainian leaders, including Irina Madra, a senior advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky, argue that it's unfair to prioritize compensation for private investors over the needs of war victims. They emphasize that this decision undermines Europe's stance against Russia and raises serious moral issues. With around $300 billion U.S. dollars of Russian wealth stuck in Europe, the consequences of this decision could significantly affect international relations and Ukraine's recovery efforts. The ongoing conflict highlights the tension between financial restitution and justice for those impacted by war.
Leadership change at HSBC and AIA Group. Mark Tucker is gearing up to leave his role as chairman of HSBC Holdings PLC to take the helm at AIA Group Limited, a leading insurance firm in Hong Kong. This significant shift, announced on May 1, 2025, will see Tucker's last day at HSBC on September 30, 2025. Brendan Nelson, a former KPMG partner, will step in as interim chairman starting October 1, 2025. Tucker previously served as CEO of AIA Group from 2010 to 2017 before joining HSBC. His tenure at HSBC has been marked by navigating global challenges, particularly tensions involving Britain, the United States, and China. In 2023, Ping An Insurance, a major shareholder, urged HSBC to consider spinning off its Asian business, a proposal that was ultimately turned down. As Tucker approaches the 9-year limit for chair roles under Britain's corporate rules, HSBC's senior independent director, Angad Bahir, confirmed that the search for a permanent chairman is underway. With Nelson's extensive experience on UK boards, he is well positioned to guide HSBC through this transition as the bank adapts to a changing financial landscape.
Global central banks face economic challenges. Global central banks are facing significant economic challenges due to unpredictable U.S. trade taxes. Recent reports show these tariffs are affecting currency markets, oil prices, and inflation. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates several times, indicating a cautious approach to growth. In Switzerland, the Swiss National Bank is considering negative interest rates as consumer prices drop for the first time in 4 years. Meanwhile, the Bank of Canada is holding its rate at 2.75%, but further cuts may be needed if conditions worsen. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand plans to keep its rate steady at 3.25%, while Sweden's Riksbank has held its key rate at 2.25%. The Federal Reserve, under scrutiny from President Donald Trump, is maintaining its range of 4.25% to 4.5%. In Britain, the Bank of England recently lowered borrowing costs to 4.25%, reflecting differing views among policymakers. As trade tensions continue, central banks worldwide are navigating a complex landscape, trying to balance growth with inflation control.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.